Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the mid-19th century, federal Indian policy shifted from Indian removal toward the reservation system. The result for many Native groups, however, was effectively the same, in that they were forcibly removed from familiar and productive homes to start new lives on isolated and often marginal lands. In Utah, the Timpanogos Utes had lived for centuries in Utah Valley, relying upon the fisheries at the mouth of the Provo River. They viewed the initial Mormon settlements to the north as a trading opportunity, but as their new neighbors expanded, relations began to sour as they all competed for the same scarce resources. Mormon settlers moved into Utah Valley in 1849, setting off a series of increasingly violent conflicts, starting with the Walker War in 1853. As Mormon settlements grew, the Ute population in Utah Valley and central Utah spiraled downward. In 1861, a survey party reported that the Uinta Basin in eastern Utah was one vast contiguity of waste and measurably valueless except for nomadic purposes, hunting grounds for Indians, and to hold the world together. Upon hearing that, Brigham Young scrapped plans to send Mormon settlers to the area and instead viewed it as a logical location for a Ute reservation. Shortly thereafter, Abraham Lincoln created the Uinta Reservation by executive order. Utes had always hunted and traversed the Uinta Basin, but its resources were meager compared to the Utah and San Pete Valleys. It was not until the Black Hawk War erupted in 1865 that time ran out. It was the longest and bloodiest of Utah's Indian conflicts, and the Ute bands ultimately accepted the provisions of the Treaty of Spanish Fork and began their journey to the remote Uinta Basin. A decade and a half later, their kinspeople, the White River and Uncompahgre Utes, were forced from their homes in Colorado and joined them on what became the Uinta and Ouray Reservation. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Greg Smoke of the American West Center. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.